With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand, the podcast. And you can listen to whatever you missed, not only tonight, but all weekend long. Not only today's show, but any show that's on the list there. So
spend your list.
I don't know how far back it goes, but go and see.
Again, last hour, there was a news conference out of the state of Maine. It wasn't really about the search for the mass shooter, Robert Card. It was a solemn one to recognize and show pictures of the 18 identified victims of Card's mass shooting spree, which took place at a bowling alley followed by a bar and grill. And again, most evidence seems to point that he was targeting people he thought were talking bad about him, particularly people in the deaf community. He himself had to get fitted with a super hearing aid. And supposedly that was recently, and it led him to understand that they're saying bad things about me, and I'm going to go there for revenge. Doesn't make sense, but he's paranoid schizophrenic. What are you going to do? So they were really just voices in his head compelling him to get revenge. We think, of course, he hasn't been found. And is he in Canada? Did he go out in the water there? They found his car. And today they said they found a cell phone they believe is his, but no sign of him. And they've gotten over 500 tips from people in Maine. Well, those poor folks are still locked down, too. That's tough, I mean, in those towns.
Yeah, I got a friend who spends a few months a year in Maine, and his wife is still there, and she's about an hour away. And he told me that she said the town is not going to stay locked down. They're just not putting up with this.
You can't.
The general attitude
is... There's so much police presence now.
Yeah, we're not going to spend our lives indoors because of one crazy guy on the loose.
Walk around with my gun and I'll be ready.
I think that probably is the good policy.
I will be giving you a keyword and a chance to win money one more time on the show for the week at 3:20. That will be followed by Moistline callers and a hack in a dumpster is coming up after... hacks after the news at 3:30. Well, we like to visit this topic every now and then. There's been some developments this week. The Toyota Motor chairman, whose name is Akio Toyoda with a D, when asked about electric vehicles during a recent lull in U.S. demand, said the industry was coming to recognize that there isn't a single answer to reducing carbon emissions. He stepped down this year as the Toyota chief executive after nearly 14 years, but he's long been a holdout versus the other car companies. He thought that they should hedge their bets and continue to invest in the hybrid gasoline electric cars and just wait and see where we're going with EVs. But of course, a lot of the other car companies did jump full into it, of course, Ford and GM.
Right.
And they have experienced real problems with sales.
And they have billions of dollars in losses in their EV division. And they have lots full of unsold EV cars. Because the public does not want it in great numbers for obvious reasons.
Well, some people thought this was going to be the reverse of what happened in the late 70s and early 80s. If you remember, Toyota is one of the companies that started to make the smaller cars and better gas mileage because gas prices were boop, 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 boop. And some of the American car companies say, it's a fad. People like their big, powerful cars. And sure enough, in the 80s, Toyota really made a breakthrough in the U.S. market with some of those smaller cars, the Corolla and cars like that.
But it didn't take 2 hours to gas up your car.
No, that's the barrier here is the charging.
Yeah, no charging stations or few charging stations. And the stations that you have are really slow.
And the range. I mean, the range is an issue, too, for people.
It sucks.
Especially as we've talked about, if you use the air conditioner or if it's cold where you live and you have the heater on and the conditions and the weather is more severe, range could be severely limited.
If you spend like 15 minutes doing some Google research, it is shocking to find how many articles have been written about the things that reduce your range. Everything reduces the range. The cold, the heat, the wind, I mean, you know, the air conditioning, if you have fat people in the car, I mean, everything. And at the end of it, you know, you're going 62 miles.
So apparently what's happened in this country is people are noting, and obviously in California more than other states, the high gas prices, but they're reaching out for the hybrids. Apparently they can't keep the Prius hybrids in stock. The Toyota, used to make fun of the Toyota Prius. The precious Prius, you called it.
Just the name bothers me.
Prius.
It just sounds so soft.
Yeah, they remodeled it. I saw one down the street from me. It looked very nice, actually. But that's what some people are reaching for instead of EVs. They're trying to get halfway there with some kind of hybrid.
And how does that work again with the Prius?
How does it work?
A hybrid. How does that work?
Well, basically when you're like at a light, I think it switches to battery.
Oh, right. Okay. You know what? I drove a hybrid once. And right, it switches to battery.
Yeah, so because they don't have a lot of range, but supposedly you don't. But that alone.
But you use less gas.
Stop and go, and right.
I see. But most of the time you're using gas.
So you can probably get I think most of the time you're using gas, which is why I used to make fun of it because I didn't really think, I didn't really think it was going to make that much of a difference.
I drove one for a few days. Might have been a rental, something like that.
So here's how it's described. A hybrid combines at least one electric motor with a gasoline engine to move the car. Its system recaptures energy via regenerative braking. Sometimes the electric motor does all the work. Sometimes it's a gas engine. Sometimes they work together. But that's the basis.
I see.
Right. You've been a gas guzzler driver all your life.
Because it works really well. It's the best, one of the best inventions in the history of humanity. I mean, I can't imagine how much pleasure I've gotten in life being able to drive a car that runs on gas. And I've just never seen anything better. And so they hyped up this whole electric revolution, and it turns out it's a bust. It doesn't really work that well. It's not ready yet, for sure. And people are rejecting it.
Right. And the one that's working better than the rest is Tesla. Because they were first, and they built a charging network that is much more found for people, and then they have fast chargers.
And it came from the same lecturing, scolding, smug know-it-all crowd. And I was reading a story a few weeks ago, and somebody was complaining about, well, you know, you go on a road trip, you don't want to stop and sit there and wait. You know, to charge your car, and the reaction is, well, you're going to have lunch anyway. Just take an hour for lunch and plug it. It's like, no, I don't want to. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah. Some people, when they take road trips, do not stop.
I don't.
Back in the day when I was younger in college and all that, I'd run into people, let's take a road trip. But there's some people, I want to stop and eat and use the bathroom. No, we're not stopping.
And you're not on the road trip.
Right through.
No.
There's two different types of people.
I know.
I want to get there.
I would drive 6-7 hours in a row without stopping.
Why don't we get out and we can forest bathe? Just saw a story in CNN about your mental health. You know, and forest bathing could be good for you.
That's what this electric vehicle crowd, That's what they are. They're forest bathers. Let's stop for an hour and bathe in the forest, Bobby.
Well, I think of bathing. I always think, are you naked then? Because I always think, well, isn't that what you do when you're bathing? You're naked. So you know walk what? In the forest naked?
A lot of them
not really, but
they're weirdos is what they are. A lot of them are weirdos. And they honestly think that the planet's boiling over, right? They've totally bought into that religion. And they're so far in that they can't climb out now. It would look foolish. So they're never going to change their minds just for pride reasons. But they're going to feel comfortable lecturing people. And I just want them to shut up. Get out of my face.
So Ford Motor Company said yesterday that they are postponing about $12 billion in planned spending on new EV manufacturing capacity. What also complicates this, too, I think, have been these strikes by the auto workers because EVs don't require as much humans to produce the vehicles.
So if they lay off all the workers and then the EVs don't sell, what's left of
the company?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're screwed.
General Motors is abandoning a self-imposed target to build 400,000 electric vehicles by mid-2024.
Wow.
It says the move is a surprise one for a company that bet its future on the technology. So Ford, it's General Motors, it's Toyota. You can't get bigger names than that. Even Tesla has raised red flags about consumer demand.
Oh.
Because the prices are so high and all the other problems. With the range and the charging stations and the length of time it takes to recharge your car. And then they can't get the prices down.
Well, I hope it works because by the year 2030, or is it 2035, you can only buy new cars that are EVs in California.
Well, somebody's going to have to roll that back too.
Probably will happen.
Or you know what? People will just keep their old cars. You know,
that's true. You don't have to buy a new car.
My wife had a car for probably about 15 years, and then sold it to a friend who kept it another 5 years. It was a Honda. Huh. Had like 300,000 miles on it.
Oh, yeah, some people put hundreds of thousands of miles on their cars.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, whatever gas-powered cars I have, I'm just going to keep for 20 years.
All right, when we return, first thing you'll hear is your chance to win money. Another keyword will be revealed. The cash contest continues. That'll be followed by, we'll see what the Moistline people have to say. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after the news at 5:30, we will, of course, be throwing some hacks in the dumpster. Haven't really called on the mob members in a while, but they'll be here to help us throw these hacks into the dumpster. And it is, of course, based on another big story that we covered this week. We'll have two rounds of the Moistline, so we'll start right now. You can leave a message for the John and Ken Moistline by going to the iHeartRadio app and using the microphone icon. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
And maybe someone can explain to old Gascon that all theft is wage theft, because when the scumbag, homeless, drug addicts, criminals on the streets steal your stuff in L.A., they're stealing the stuff that you use your wages to pay for.
I'm all for the House not having a speaker, because as long as they don't have a speaker, they can't pass more laws and spend more money and keep f***ing things up.
Yeah.
Keep the deadlock, boys. You're finally managing to not screw it up.
Come on, we want to see the bunker. We need the virtual tour of the bunker. Don't you want to get likes on the Instagram page or Facebook? Come on, John. We need a tour.
It's correct. A lot of people in the parking lot of Home Depot are listening to the station live and then all get out of their cars at the same time. Conway's correct, John and Ken. It happens. I've
Home
seen
Depot.
It. I've been next to a car and I heard them listening to you. I was listening to you and we both exited the car at the commercial break.
Man, I should be a TV executive. I've got the greatest idea for a new television show, a reality show full of excitement. And it is called When Vagrants Attack. Every episode would be new and fresh and clean.
So I'm wondering how much greenhouse gases that Governor Grossom is burning all up, going all over the world for no reason, doing nothing.
Did I forget something? I mean, what happened to the days where parents used to teach their children, you know, that old phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What happened to that?
Unfortunately, I live very close to the area where all these poor girls walk half naked in the middle of the day, and you can see them, and all the kids going and coming from school are exposed to that as well. Total shame.
The Malibu speed problem. All you need are cops cruising at a set speed every so many miles. It can be easily calculated. You don't need cameras. You don't need billboards. The rolling, slow roadblock. Everybody slows down behind. You try and pass them, you get the lights and the siren. You blow them off, you get a ticket.
A friend of mine has figured out what the big growth in industry is going to be in just a few years. Tattoo removal.
Prostitution on Figueroa is nothing new. I've been doing Uber since 2016, and since the first year I started, I've been seeing it. The difference is that before, it was always done at night and more discreetly. After Gaston, that's when they started showing up on the day, and because if they're arrested or if they're taken in by the cops, they know that they're just going to be inconvenienced for a few hours.
It's not only Caltrans, but the people who are also driving on this highway that don't take accountability or responsibility or even pay attention to pedestrians that are on the side of the road.
You're blaming everybody, the city council, Caltrans, whoever. It's the speeders. It's the people that are driving fast cars that are to blame. You can put up stop signs, this and that, everything else, but it's the speeders. Slow down, guys.
The BCH tragedy is that, but the real solution, of course, is increased police patrol and a district attorney who will prosecute crimes.
My brother moved from New Hampshire to West Hollywood and was ready to go back after 2 months.
Tracking your kids on their phone? Oh my gosh, it's pathetic. For the love of God, my mother never knew where I was in high school. And here I am.
There's more people than cows. We're all producing methane and carbon dioxide. In fact, cows are all vegan. So all you vegans out there are farting more than the rest of us and producing more of your share of this pollutant.
If Newsom runs for president and everyone cannot see what a blowhard he is and all the garbage bills he signed, we're kind of doomed. Thank you for leaving your message.
Is he still in China? Looks like he's still there.
Huh? You know, would so I wish there was a way to calculate.
Maybe they'll keep him.
All the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases he blew out of his plane going from here to Israel to China and back to California.
They said Alex Michelson to follow him, huh? Fox 11.
And he accomplished nothing. He didn't accomplish anything.
Some memorandums of understanding, MOUs he signed.
Right, paperwork, moves. Which you could do over the phone. You could do on a Zoom call. And what did he contribute to the Israeli situation? To let us know that people suffered there? We knew that. There was no breaking news out of that. And there's nothing he accomplished in China but some paperwork. How many carbon metric tons, however the hell they calculate this thing? He is such a phony and was entirely a vanity trip.
Yeah, and plus he took along, it looked like, a bunch of media members, too.
Right, to pay homage to him.
He took a picture at the Great Wall of China.
Great. He
went to the Forbidden City, I see. Yeah.
Him and 12 million other tourists.
Looks like the ambassador came out to see him today, the U.S. ambassador.
What? Does anybody want to listen to him for even 30 seconds carry on about the climate?
He's got all these reporters in tow. Alex Michelson's following him right behind him.
Well, he
reporting on his every move.
He ought to calculate how many metric tons of carbon dioxide was wasted by Newsom.
This could be the next president.
He's not going to be the next president.
Stand by.
He's going to win San Francisco and Oakland.
I do this every 4 years. I keep trying to think, what's going to happen a year from now? Who will we really have matched up? And it's already October 27th. This is pretty close to the election next year. Who is it going to be? In this year, you really can't tell because Biden is faltering and Trump and all of his legal nonsense.
Well, you know that this new guy who popped up out of nowhere, this congressman.
This Minnesota congressman that's challenging.
Name? Dean Richards or something.
Yeah.
You know what? I read an article about him today. He said everyone he knows in the Democratic Party says that Biden has gone senile and feeble. But none of them will say it out loud. And he goes, if you think Trump is going to destroy America, destroy democracy, why wouldn't you put up a strong candidate? Why would you put up the guy who is feeble and is in the midst of dementia? I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's the message. And it
his
makes
name
perfect.
Is Dean Phillips.
Dean Phillips. What? And I don't know who Dean Phillips is, so it's not. But what he was saying was correct. And he said it's just all this. Everybody gets in line. That's the protocol. You know, he's the incumbent. He's the party leader. So we're all going to salute. He's not one of them. Not one prominent member of the Democratic Party think Biden is functioning anymore. And everyone is afraid to say it publicly, and everyone is afraid to run against him. Well, but Trump is the greatest threat in American history. It makes no sense.
We'll return to put some hacks into the dumpster based on another big story. A lot of big stories this week. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. On the iHeartRadio app, on the radio 1 to 4. After 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You can listen to what you missed. Listen all weekend.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks with stories in the news. Now, one we covered last week and this week, of course, was the horrible situation on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu, where four young college students at Pepperdine were mowed down by a guy driving very fast in a BMW, whose attorney now says he was the victim of a road rage incident. But anyway, never one to not take advantage of an opportunity, and I had a feeling this was coming. The El Segundo Times sent a couple of reporters to say, behind the beauty, PCH in Malibu takes a deadly toll, why it's getting more dangerous. This, of course, is advocacy journalism to get you out of your car yes. and to slow you down because you're all too dangerous, cars kill people.
They would like to bulldoze PCH.
and turn it back into a farmland or whatever the hell it was before.
Or maybe a train track so you get on mass transit.
That's right. maybe an extension of the metro line so homeless people could ride up and down and look at the ocean every day.
Now, they started with the woman who had a very serious crash 3 years ago going through a crosswalk. A speeding car struck her, and she required 3 months in brain rehab neurosurgical care for a central spinal fluid leak. Ooh. Along with neurological and orthopedic procedures. And from there, they go on to mention that the accidents are increasing and so are the deaths. They have a little chart to show that.
Well,
this is the 21-mile stretch of Malibu's PCH.
If the accidents are increasing, now the roadway itself hasn't changed. In fact, they claim that they have spent a lot of money on road improvements. But all the road improvements have been unsuccessful, apparently. Because the accidents and deaths go up. It's just like all the money we spend on homelessness. You get more homelessness. They spend more money trying to make PCH safe, and it's less safe. But do you see, there's something in here that some people are focusing on properly. What do you do about the speeders who don't care or are too whacked out on drugs and booze to care? Because I'd like to see a breakdown of, and you never get this, Let's say X number of people were killed last year. What exactly were the circumstances? How many of them were just teenagers, early 20s, guys who like to drive 100 miles an hour in their dad's sports car? How many of those? How many of them are drunks? How many of them are drug addicts? We already have laws against all this and doesn't stop them. So what would stop them other than, I don't know, having many, many traffic lights that force you to stop, like, you know, every quarter mile, half mile?
Well, the Malibu City Council met the other night. It was Monday night. We talked to a resident of Malibu who was there to express concern that they do something. But what he told us tipped us off into looking further. He said the Caltrans people didn't show up. Caltrans just put out a press release about the things, a quote, that they've done over the years. Median delineators, raised center medians, high visibility lane striping, improved guardrails. But I think that was pretty nasty after this really horrible, high-profile incident to not come and explain your position about what you're doing to make the road safer, because the hacks we're going to throw in the dumpster, oddly enough, it sounds like in these audio clips, they're talking about road safety. One of them is even talking in front of the organization Streets for All. Do you know who they are?
That's a bicycle group.
Yes, they would like to get you out of your car.
How about this one? Get the bicyclists off the PCH. There's nothing that makes me more nervous than if I have to drive past bicyclists on a highway like that. That's preposterous. They're not only in the shoulder, sometimes they're in the right-hand lane. And sometimes they're going really slow because they're going up an incline and they're pumping and pumping and pumping away. And I want to roll down the window and yell, what is wrong with you? This is a highway. Clearly, people drive fast here. What are you pumping uphill on your bike for? Are you on a suicide mission?
This is PCH?
PCH.
In Malibu, where it's really dangerous?
Yes.
Some people like the challenge. Here is the Caltrans director, first to go in the dumpster, Tony Tavares, talking about safety.
I'm Tony Tavares, the director for the California Department of Transportation,
super,
where safety is our top priority.
Well, maybe not.
Thousands of people die in traffic crashes on California.
All right, let's get the mob in here.
Oh, my God.
Almost
safety is our top priority.
And the numbers are increasing.
Yes, and you are
a
failure, sir.
Right now, to
all right, let's get him. Get the mob in there. Get the Ukrainians, huh?
Go
pick him up. Up and in.
And register to become a traffic.
Deborah came back from vacation to do that.
And our other hack is the Caltrans director for District 7, which is the district that includes this Malibu area. I think she's new, too. Gloria Roberts. She's the one that's apparently speaking with the organization Streets for All.
Here she is. Let's hear this.
So my goals. It's in pretty much, you know, Caltrans overall. We have our foundational pillars based on prioritizing safety. That means safety for all.
Safety is our top priority.
Users, so not just
vehicles.
And they're all babbling fools, aren't they?
Bicyclists.
Safety is our top priority.
Let's get her in.
We're prioritizing safety. Pick her up. Toss her in. Head first. There you go.
Man, they get all our gas tax money, Caltrans. Wow, she's really echoing.
Safety is our top priority. Safety is our top priority. Safety is our top priority.
All right, it's our mob member Toss, a couple of Caltrans hacks, and of course the tragedy in Malibu along PCH. Coming up next, hacks in a dumpster. John and Ken, KFI AM 640.
No, we had
voice line. Voice line. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we're going to go out the door. And before we do on Friday, we bring in another round of the Moist Line, folks. Leave your messages either way. You can use the iHeartRadio app to connect to the Moist Line. That's using the microphone icon. Or just call this toll-free number. It's been there for many years. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Now, why does that piece of Gascon keeps saying, oh, whatever happens, we're not going to bring him back. Whatever happens, we're not going to bring him back. What a piece of shit. We know that. Now punish the people that committed the crime, you f***ing idiot.
The worst thing to happen to the workplace is social media. All day long, I look at people that are supposed to be working next to me, and they're scrolling, stealing time from the employer. Oh, these people drive me nuts.
That Caltrans organization, WTS, maybe they should really just be called WTF.
John, the other day you were explaining the economics of wages. I think what you're trying to say is the employer will pay the least amount of money so the employee doesn't quit, and the employee will do the least amount of work to not get fired.
Now we know what Gascon is going for. He doesn't care about murderers or robbers or other criminal behavior. He is more concerned about wage theft.
You guys absolutely cracked the code. Why people are leaving California, or more so why our crazy government is making it so we have to leave. They're trying to create more democratic states. All of these California Democrats are moving to Texas and North Carolina and Florida. That's why they're making life here terrible. They're trying to get us to move to create new democratic blue states.
So hotel workers go out on strike. Illegal aliens take their jobs. Now everybody's upset. Really?
I am so annoyed by what George Gascon said. Like, he doesn't prosecute anyone who does evil. He's just prosecuting someone who is negligent, which I am happy about. But of all the cases that he can actually make a big deal of and make sure he presses as hard as he can, this is the one? It makes no sense to me.
I just saw in the news this idiot governor we have over in China meeting with their leader. Have you still looked at their body language? Newsom is sitting there like, oh boy, look how I am, but I'm still not running for president. And you have the leader of China looking back at him with his body language like, I could sell this guy snowflakes in Alaska.
Why does Gascon sound like a dog with peanut butter in his mouth?
Broke. I don't have a job. I don't have a car. Can't get a house, and I can't go to college. So I'm going to cross the border, come over as an illegal alien, no inglés, and I'm all set up. What a system. I got a couple of friends. We're going to do that. You know, maybe I got something good. Maybe I'll go in business doing that. The illegal American.
It's not Nevada. Nevada.
In relation to this latest shooting, there's one thing that everybody's kind of dancing around. The media's not really asking the questions nobody's addressing. And that's the fact that since they've been legalizing recreational drugs in more states and more varieties, more of these incidents are happening.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah, when they legalize magic mushrooms, you just wait.
Yeah, Newsom vetoed the bill.
Yeah, this time
to decriminalize. Yeah,
next time it'll get through.
I don't know how many mushrooms you need to really get out of it, but
how many mushrooms do you need to stop a plane in midair?
Sad. All right, that's the Moist Line. You can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Well, we have an unusual situation here. We're supposed to have I lost track of it. It's supposed to be 1 hour of Conway and Thompson.
It is a weird configuration.
And then 2 hours of Thompson, right. But Conway hasn't shown up yet, so it's just Thompson.
Well, Conway showed up, but then he left his phone in the car, so he had to double back. So he said, would you mind just going in chatting with
John?
Why
is he doing a one-hour show?
Well, why is he bothering?
I honestly don't know why he needed to. He's only doing an hour. I don't know anything about his personal life.
They're going to pay him for 1 hour?
Well, that's way deeper than I got. I don't even know why he's near. But anyway, he will be here for now.
You just do what you're told.
Exactly. Can you come in and cover a few hours? Sure. Sure, I'll come in.
Yeah, you're ready.
And they loaded me with guests. So Conway's here for an hour.
To keep you off, I guess, as much
clearly,
as possible.
Don't let Mark ad-lib. Get him a bunch of guests. George Schlatter, the creator of Laugh-In, he is here, and he's got a book, a memoir. I wonder if he's got any good story. You know, that Laugh-In was a place where a lot of people, entertainment figures, political figures. Anyway, he'll be talking to us, and he's got a book signing, and I'll tell you where that is as well. Also, from Italy, we have a guest coming on.
American residents aren't good enough for you?
This guy is Italian. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd give it just a little European flair.
Is that it? He's Italian?
That was it. We just got a random Italian. No, okay. He's a historian and an art guy, and there's a benefit art thing that he's involved in. John,
it's a very
Barber,
high-end show tonight.
Yes, I know. I'm really wondering.
It's like PBS.
It is very highbrow. You're right.
Just shut up and let these people talk. I mean,
John Barber, who he himself is a multi-Emmy winner. Do you remember him from show Real People?
Yeah, he was a host.
He wrote for Frank Sinatra, wrote, produced, and directed films following the killing of JFK. He's got a whole thing on the assassination there.
Right.
And so I told Sharon, like a little JFK, but then I really want to get into the showbiz stuff with him. So there's that as well.
You don't
so,
really need Conway at all here.
You're right. I could slide right in. You know, you never know with Conway. He may not come back from the garage.
Yeah, looking for his phone. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's really weird.
It's all a big show, guys.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. A lot of Mark Thompson this afternoon.
Yeah.
Coming up on KFI.
I don't know if I'd put it that way, but I guess that's the way you put it.
A lot of Mark Thompson.
All right.
And then we got Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.